Yeah, in the last days, love will be the motivation that gets the job done. For there have been lots of people that have done a lot of crazy things because they love somebody. But my church can do nothing until it learns to flow in that same flow of love. You're going to find yourself stepping out to do stuff that you wouldn't do in your right mind. You wouldn't do those things in your right mind. You wouldn't do. You wouldn't give. You wouldn't show. You wouldn't hug. You wouldn't give up. You wouldn't step out and reach somebody. You wouldn't take the extra time. You wouldn't do certain things. And somebody's going to answer, what made you do it? I don't know. I just loved them. Say, love. Love made me do it. How many of you like to have that kind of flow? How many of you want to do what God wants you to do? Love will make you do what God wants you to do. And if you let it flow through you, you won't be so weak and timid. I tell you what, when you pray for boldness, God will send you love. Amen. When you pray for boldness, God will send you love. Somebody say, love will make you do what God wants you to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's go there and I'll read that to you. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but have not love, I am what? If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, and I have not love, I am what? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. How would you like to have that kind of faith? How would you like to have faith that makes you bear all things? How would you like to have the kind of faith that'll believe all things? You know, God tells you something, you want to believe all things. How would you like to have the kind of faith that you will always be expecting good things to happen? Hope is expectation. When it says hope, it talks about you have an expectation. There are a lot of people who don't expect God to do anything. Somebody say love hopes all things. Think about that. And it says love also does what? Endures all things. Somebody say love hopes, endures, believes, and bears. How would you like to bear, believe, and hope and endure? Doesn't that sound like a faith giant? I tell you what, it says when you get into the flow of the Holy Ghost and let the divine flow of God's love flow through you, guess what? All of these other things will naturally start to happen. All of these things will start to happen. They said that when cars would go off the road and crash and cars would be sitting on people's children, that mothers have gotten out of the car supernaturally and lifted up cars and trucks to pull their children out. And anybody in their right mind would say, a woman can't pick up a car or a truck to help somebody out, right? You got to get a tow truck in order to do that. But nobody would tell that person she didn't believe that, amen? Well, she just knew that love, somebody say love, can endure and do anything. That woman didn't pick that car up. Love did. You ever seen people do things that are just unbelievable, move so quickly? You ever seen a little weakling beat somebody up because somebody said the wrong thing about his girlfriend or his mama? You can call him every name in the book, but the minute you talk about his mama, he's going to tear you up. Amen. Why does that happen? Somebody say, love. Love can do all things. Say, if you love enough, amen, you'll start to do all things. Somebody say, love will make you stick to stuff. I can't bear this much longer. Fall in love, you will. When you love somebody, you'll deal with the dirty underwears in the corner. You'll deal with the dirty dishes every now and then. You'll deal with that morning breath. Thank God I don't have to face anybody with that yet, amen. Somebody say, you can bear all things because love does that. Love does that. How many of you want to just give up? I mean, you just love having that kind of faith that makes you give up on everything. I don't have no confidence in that person anymore. I just wrote them off, and that's just it. That's not the love of the Lord. Oh, Father, don't let me preach to myself tonight. We're going to get out early tonight because I don't want to hear this. Amen. You know that bad when even the preacher don't want to hear it. Amen. Amen, but it's still good. It's still good. Love will make you keep holding on when everything else tells you, let it go. Love is some powerful stuff. You can tell people, I let you go a long time ago. It's just love that's holding on. Amen. I wrote you off 15 years ago, amen, but love's still holding on in my mind, amen. I wrote you off the second day I met you, hallelujah. But the love of God just won't let you go. Love has enough to hold on to you. We got that love of the Lord on the inside of us. Guess what? When our flesh gives out, love will still be holding on because it's not our love. The Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart. Thank God that we don't have to love each other with our own kind of love. We can love each other with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you get sick of people, amen. And we do get sick of people sometimes. Somebody say amen. You know what? The love of God never gets sick of people. It heals them. So we want to start to flow in that kind of love. If I was going to talk to you tonight about something, it would have been this, and I'll pick it up on Sunday morning. So it said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It says, don't be afraid, but be of good courage. You know, be strong in the Lord and have courage. So say courage and confidence and strength. Strength and stability comes with just a lot of love. Strength and stability comes with a lot of love. When you love something, it will automatically give you strength. People say, God, give me strength to love this person. No, love will give you strength. You don't need strength to love somebody. Love is free. Love is a gift from God, and God will strengthen you when you decide to love somebody else. How easy is it? Let me just get over that. You don't have to. He just pours it in. Some say, love is free. It's just a switch. I mean, it's just a switch. You can turn it on. You can turn it off. Some say, turn a switch of love on. Leave it on long enough to get some strength. It's like a battery charge. When you find yourself losing energy, losing desire, losing inspiration, all of these things, you need to turn up the love. Do whatever it takes to turn up to love. You know, that's why the Bible tells us to fellowship together, love one another. Let's just not shout together, amen, but let's hang. Let's drink coffee together before and after church, amen. Let's hug each other, amen. Why? Because that will strengthen us. Love strengthens. You want a strong church? Get a loving church. Stop trying to be so strong, amen. Just start to get, it's like steroids. It's a spiritual thing that you can do without getting sick. You can sit there and walk all those things out and try to work it out. It ain't going to work. Amen. Well, you can take the steroid of God. You can take that supernatural Holy Ghost steroid. Some say overdose in the love of God, and you'll be strong in no time. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Hallelujah. It was good tonight. Amen.